For WNPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano. Most Connecticut schools have access to a track when they practice. The Academy of Science and Innovation, a Kreck magnet school in New Britain, doesn't. Lacey D'Argenio is an eighth grader there.
It would be so much easier if we had a flat surface track that we could get ourselves used to run on.
She says that she practices on grass, but that hurts her in prepping for big meets. To save money, the school has cut 2 days of practice from each week. Greg Person is Lacey's coach. He says that dwindling practice time, along with a lack of facilities, makes it harder for the school to be competitive.
We do not have a long jump pit. We have the high jump materials, but we really have to be pretty innovative when it comes to practicing the different events. When we go to the meets, for some of the kids, it's their first experience actually running on a track or actually jumping into the long jump pit.
Last week, Dynegy, a power company based in Houston, made a $100,000 donation to Kreck. It won't mean a new track at Innovation, but it will cover half of the cost of uniforms, staff, transportation, and more for the whole district. Each school will have to come up with the rest. Jonathan Weiner is the athletic director of Kreck Middle and High Schools. He says the funding that Kreck gets from the state is flat, and that makes it a challenge to keep programming going.
It's really hard for them to function and to meet the needs of the kids that are coming from New Britain, Hartford, Enfield, wherever, when the funding is not even being increased for the issue of inflation.
Weiner says that without help from local parks and recreation departments, his kids wouldn't have a place to play. Thanks to this one donation, the programs will survive for now. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.